Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The citizens of Pleasantville have an important vote coming up November 8th on whether or not to fund efforts for the continued renovations of the Pleasantville Memorial Building. Why was the building built? How is it used? What does it mean to the people of Pleasantville? Let's go in depth with Gordon Meekum and Dennis Murphy from Pleasantville. Do either of you know anything about the history of the Pleasantville Memorial Hall?
Just the fact that it was built somewhere, didn't sound like a fact if I say just about, but about 1949, a group of veterans got together and they built it.
Group of World War II veterans?
Yes.
So they thought it was important to build a memorial hall to probably all veterans in Pleasantville?
Yes, I believe that was probably their thinking.
Any of those guys still around, you think?
Yes, we've got Leland Vanderlinen worked on the building, Rex Shoup worked on the building, Bob Bain worked on the building, and I just off the hand, that's the only ones I can think of, but they've told stories about working down here and pouring the floor and things of that nature.
Well, and those that haven't been here before, it's a really nice, large building for community events.
Yes, it is, and we're trying to get the maintenance back in shape. We've come a long way in the last couple of years with paint and a lot of improvements.
Well, and I saw you working on one of the heaters in here this morning. It's turning chilly and doing a little bit of work.
Yeah, we had some heater problems downstairs, and we had one of them working, and we was working on the other one. We went found that the other one didn't work, so we ended up buying a couple new heaters, but it wasn't too bad, too expensive, probably better than what the maintenance would be on the old ones. Couldn't get parts for the old ones anyway, so we just replaced them.
And what are your guys' role in with respect to the building?
Well, we're on the Board of Commissioners, and it's up to us to keep it updated and keep it rentable and keep it clean. And any changes that are made, it goes before the board, and the board then makes that decision, or any decision, I guess.
Well, and by keeping it clean and rented, and you really mean that. You guys are sweeping up and maintaining it, and a gentleman came in, and he's going to paint. And so you either do that or coordinate it, get a bunch of other people that help.
Yes. In fact, probably 95% of everything we do here is volunteer labor. There's a few things that we just can't handle, but like we just put in our own furnaces, and yesterday we built a fence out back and dog ear fence, and that was all volunteer labor. And we like to continue with volunteer labor because it cuts our costs so much.
And most of the volunteer labor is American Legion people. We have a few extras, a few people that don't belong to the Legion come in to help, but for the most part, it's American Legion people.
Well, and who uses the building?
Well, the community uses the building quite a bit, but we have functions in here that we charge for, like weddings, receptions, or things of that nature, but we have a lot of benefits in here that we help people out with. The Boy Scouts meet in here quite often. Last year, we had the football boys had breakfast down here, I think once a week or something like that.
Every Friday morning, yeah, they did, but they didn't do it this year. I don't know. They probably came up with another way to encourage the boys. So,
also, it's a storm shelter, and I know the police have a key here, and they open it up for large storms. I know we had some people down here earlier this spring that from the trailer court that didn't have any better place to go. So it's an important community building for us, I think. The Legion also houses here.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville Memorial Building vote with Gordon Meekum and Dennis Murphy. So an important public space where anybody can come, different fraternal organizations, the Scouts, different groups come in at no charge, I presume?
Well, we have a little maintenance charge if there's, but we don't charge like the Boy Scouts or. But if we had somebody, sometimes we have a small maintenance charge, like $20 for to clean it up and things of that nature. But not the Boy Scouts or not the football boys or anything like that.
Like a private reception, or
right?
Something.
Right.
Well, now that's now there's an extra cost. I mean, there's a cost to private parties in that. It's more than just maintenance. For instance, next weekend, there's a Baptist group that'll be coming in and have a band, and I'm not real sure what all they'll do, but and of course there's a charge to them for that, yes.
Okay, so, but you're very specific, you want to make a little money where you think that folks are having something private, but for something for the general public good, it's open and available.
Yes. It's pretty open. We're having a pancake feed here the 29th, the Saturday morning, and we're getting ready for that. The Legion's putting that on, and that will sponsor, or that will help us build or do some renovation in the building also. We have pancake feeds down here quite a bit. We do a lot of fundraising down here. So,
what would happen to the community if this building was just gone? It wasn't here.
Oh, I'm sure they'd survive, and they'd find different places to have their get-togethers. But you know, just if this building just went without any help, and it got to the point where they had to tear it down, first of all, it'd be a real expense to tear it down, and it'd leave a big open spot on our square. And you know, the small towns around anymore, why they continue to lose businesses and buildings in their downtown area, and we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that that this building stays usable and not be an eyesore to the square, for sure.
Yeah, the last thing you'd need is a vacant lot on
that's
the square
exactly
or
right.
a deteriorating
that's true.
Building.
Yeah.
There's a lot of memories in this building, too, I'm sure. I've been to many wedding receptions and things of that nature. A lot of people that can remember have their wedding reception here after they were married or have their funeral. After the funeral, they've met down here and ate and things of that, and that's gone on for 60-some years, so I'm sure they'd miss it.
Well, and there's a ballot issue coming up that's being presented to the citizens of Pleasantville. Could you tell us about that?
Well, the ballot issue, we've got a tax levy coming up for the city of Pleasantville residents only, and it would tax 50 cents on a dollar for the
taxable value.
Right, taxable value for the funding of the Memorial Hall renovation and things of that nature. But and it sounds like 50 cents is a lot, but that's just the it goes on taxable value. We ran a hypothetical case of a $100,000 house in Pleasantville. If a person owned a $100,000 house, the taxable value would be $48,599, and the actual difference on his tax would be $24. So it isn't as bad as it sounds, and we think it's a very important building to keep for that amount of money. But that's our main message, is that it's half of what it sounds like, because $100,000 house equals $24 tax to the person.
Okay, so a person with a $100,000 house, $24. So I think a couple weeks ago I paid a little bit more than that for two pizzas.
Yeah, that's right.
True, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that's happened over the years is that it hasn't been that many years ago that this was the place to go for your receptions and your reunions and that, but there's a lot of people that's gotten into the business, churches, even we're compete with our high school down here. Milo's built a new community building, and so we're not the only building in town anymore, and so where we had more income before, we don't have that now, and we need to figure out some way to be able to maintain this building, and I think this is the only way we can do it.
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville Memorial Building vote with Gordon Meekham and Dennis Murphy.
We're doing a little more to promote it this time. 2 years ago, we ran a similar tax levy, but it was a little bit more money, and we've cut the money down to what we really need to make the place function. And we've gone into it a lot more, so we know what we're talking about a little bit more. Last time, it looked like it was going to cost us taxpayer quite a bit, but now we know that with the 50-cent levy, it's only going to cost $24 for the $100,000 house, so that'll make a lot of difference, hopefully. And we were very close on the last time, so hopefully it'll go through. We urge everybody to get out and vote, though, because we need the positive vote.
I'm wondering, well, people are, you know, they're going to spend $24 if this goes through. What would it cost to replace this building? A lot more than that, wouldn't it?
When I was asked to come on the board, we had plans, and we were looking into the renovation of this place, and we had some huge numbers that really almost scared me. And we found with volunteer help and things that we've cut that down quite a bit. But I did look into building a building, and we were looking at into like a Morton building or something of that nature, and we were going to have well over $500,000 in a new building, and that's without the land. So and then you've got a Morton building. This is a good solid building. We had an engineering study on it a couple of years ago, and it's a very solid building. It has its problems. I mean, it's not insulated and things of that nature, but the structure is very sound. And how long is the Morton building going to last?
Yeah, and they're fine buildings for their purposes, but they're not storm shelters either.
No, that's true.
Well, when the county put a new roof on for us, I mean, it gave us new life. I mean, the ceiling upstairs was coming down, and the water was coming on from the upstairs down to the downstairs, and it just that really was the item that saved our life. We then found that we had runoff water from the north, and it was starting to creep down into the basement too. And I think over a few years, probably that foundation might not have lasted. So we built a storm trough on the north side that takes it away from the building. And then on the back of the building on the west side, we built a storm system to pick up all the water that comes down off the roof and comes off of that storm trough on the north side of the building and takes it directly to the storm sewer. So I think we've gotten rid of our water problem, and I think that gives this building many, many years of service.
I think we really need to commend the Board of Supervisors. It's been really a great help to us. I think every one of them's been up here at least once or twice looking at our renovation. They realize that we're putting a lot of our own money into it doing fundraisers, and we've taken care of this building pretty good. And that was one of the reasons why they helped us out with the roof, and they've been very supportive, and we sure want to thank them for that.
So that vision those veterans had over 60 years ago, it's still working, still going strong.
It's still going strong. In fact, that's one of the prerequisites for being on the commissioner, being on the commission, is that you have to be a veteran. So, and that's state law.
And we need to remember that it's a memorial to our veterans.
Yes, it is. We try to keep that in mind as our long-range plans, we have a lot of planning that we haven't had money for. We'd like to make a little memorial out in front for some of the veterans and things of that nature.
So bottom line, why should the citizens of Pleasantville vote in a positive way on this election, November 8th?
Well, I think they would be losing an important community building and a place that they can have functions and a lot of things. Now, I served with the Red Cross for a few years, and I know that a building like this in town, if you were to have a large storm or something that hopefully will never hit Pleasantville, but you're always looking for a building like this where you can put up cots, feed people. We've got kitchen facilities. We've got plenty of room. And things like that are very important to a community, and they don't realize it sometimes until it's too late.
Thanks to Gordon Meekum and Dennis Murphy for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.